And eggs in it and milk.
That's the only kind?
That's all it had in it. And they make, whoa. You know, a lot of people, we had cornbread nearly every day, and a lot of times they had cornbread and biscuits. So they had biscuits too.
What kind of flour was in there?
Never regular flour that was shipped in. You see, it would come in, I guess, by boat. And then after, of course, it had to come in by boat. Unless they had.
Well, how thick was the cornbread that you ate?
Oh, about an inch thick.
And you'd slice it up and eat it?
Yeah, like you do now. Well, I can remember.
Did they ever take it and make a thick, sort of doughy kind of batter and make little loaves out of it and put
No.
You ever heard of a pone?
I have, but we never had that.
Do you know what it is?
I've forgotten now. Isn't that out of cornmeal?
I think so.
What do they call it?
Pone, I think.
Pone. Yeah, I've heard of pone. No, we never had a pone. And we had good until you made your yeast and you never let it die. And if it did, you had to go borrow it from a friend. I can remember you then when I lived in San Juan.
You made your yeast?
You made your own yeast. I never did because I never fooled with baking bread. But once in a while, if I had a cook, a Mexican that I had trained and she learned to make bread, and I can't remember now how you kept it. And if you lost the let it die, that strength, and you had to go get somebody that had some. And I can remember that some of them were made round, and they had cornmeal in them, like a thin cookie, and they were about this round. And that's what you yes, with your wrong. You see, I did
what
that.
What did you call this?
Yeast cake.
And they were about mm-hmm. 3 inches round and thin, like a cookie?
Yeah, it was thin about half an inch.
Were they hard or
hard? Mm-hmm. And you put about the sun to dry.
Have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
No.
Did you bake those yeast cakes? I mean, did you have to cook them with heat or just?
No, I don't think they were baked. You see, I never fool with them. I never cared that much about cooking, and so I just would.
Well,
I teach a Mexican, and she, my husband used to say, well, they can't read or write, so they have to depend on their memory. And he said, you won't do that. You go and get the book out and see how you did. I said, well, Henry, how can she remember to do that? And he said, well, they have to depend on their memory, which is true. So they had pretty good memories.
Well, I guess you had just homemade bread then.
Oh, yes, that's all we had. Oh, there was some bakers. This German cook, she used to make baked bread. Boy, she used to really bake bread.
What did you call the bread that you'd buy at the baker's?
Well, now, the loaf like this, we call it, and my daughter, we still get it, wonderful toast, like a French bread. We call it, in Mexico, it's a pan de vara. Vara means a stick, maybe because it's so crunchy.
So breadstick.
Uh-huh. And then we have tortillas de harina and tortillas de masa. We have tortillas made out of just flour and lard, a little water. And then we have the tortillas made out of corn. And I love them both. See, now you can go to the store and buy either one. Already all you do is heat them up.
Well, when you buy bread now, you buy it at the store, I suppose. What do you call that kind of bread? You don't call it homemade bread.
No, just take it off the shelf and
Would you call it bought bread or store-bought bread or what? Bought bread?
Well, on these Yankees come down, I haven't heard them use it. They used to call it bought bread, and I thought that was the worst English I ever heard, bought bread. And we just said, well, it's bought bread from the store. Nobody makes bread anymore. And biscuits, I get canned biscuits. So why worry?